butterfly woman told me talk is cheap, so I'll show you how to walk and I'll give you the beat. Butterfly woman.
That's Sheikh Gamine from their self-titled album in 2008. Back then, the Canadian group consisted of four female vocalists and a drummer. That was it. Their sound attracted audiences. Sheikh Gamine has been on a Prairie Home Companion, and in 2012, the band was selected a must-see act at South by Southwest. Now they're out with a new album and a very different sound. They'll be in Traverse City Friday. IPR's Dan Wanshura talked with one of the singers about the band's new direction.
Alexa Dirks says the change was bound to happen sometime. When Sheikh Gamine formed, the group never intended to always be defined by their stripped-down sound of vocals and drums. That's just what they had, and they made it work.
We've just evolved musically to where we are now. So we started out with four female singers and a drummer, and that was it. So when we got together, we just knew that we wanted to play together, but didn't necessarily think we want to be an a cappella group or we want it to be solely voices and drums, but that's just what we had. So we brought our strengths and we wrote music.
Sheikh Gamine had one of their singers step away in 2014, but the group decided not to audition another singer, but instead to add another instrumentalist. The band recently released their third studio album, Light a Match.
That kind of felt like the most appropriate title when we were thinking of ways to think about this album or how we wanted to portray this album, and that kind of made the most sense to us. It's like Light a Match. Like, are you really going to do it, or are you just going to sit there and talk about doing it?
It's an album that features a new amped up sound and spans a variety of styles from pop to rhythm and blues to rock.
This was just kind of us, again, like showing how far we've come musically, and we weren't sure if people would be on board. So we really just wanted to show people where we're at. And I mean, some songs sound like you want to have a party, and other songs sound like maybe you want to cry, and other songs take you on completely different journeys. But we just wanted to kind of spin the emotional map of where we were at.
I have a feeling the song Maybe I Need is going to get stuck in a lot of people's heads. I know I've had the tune stuck in mine. I understand you're the one whistling in this song. How did that happen? Talk about incorporating your whistling into the band's music.
Well, I love to whistle. I've been honing my whistling skills for a long time. I mean, my grandfather was a pro, like that warbly bird whistle. He would do it all the time. I had a really sweet, pure, bird-like tone that I just always thought was so amazing. When I wrote this song, it had a lead line in my head, like that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, but I didn't know what instrument I wanted to take it, and then I just started whistling it, and I thought, this sounds the most appropriate in my mind.
Now, the song Je Tombe is really a beautiful mixture of French and English. Tell me a little bit more about this one.
Everyone in the band, aside from myself, has French as their first language. There's just some emotions that are more eloquently put in French than in English, and vice versa. Some emotions that you want to write about more in either language because they just suit the language better. I hear us throughout every song, even if the genres change and move throughout each song, but we're just having fun and we're exploring all the different facets of what music means to us within this album.
Sheikh Gamin will be bringing their fresh style to Traverse City later this week. They've got a show coming up on Friday evening at the City Opera House. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanchura.